We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Nachman, Hoi Baki Behem Uvishmoisayim. We learned in yesterday's blot that there are 24 Oifes Temeim, Oifes non-kosher birds, which the Pasuk specifies. Actually, if you count up in Parashat Shmini the birds, it's 20 birds. But it says, Leminoi also, and those are extra ones. For example, it says, Vesadov, Vesaya Lemino, that's an extra one. Ves Kol Oyev Leminoi, Leminoi, that's another one. And it says, Vesanates Leminehu. And these are all extra Oifos when it says the word Leminehu. So if you count as extra Leminehu, it's 23 actually, Parashavini. But you look in Parashas Re'eh, there's a 21st bird, altogether 24 birds. Now, the Nesher has no Simoni Taira. The four Simoni Taira are what? They are an extra Esbay Yaseira, has a Zepek, it's Kurkabonai Niklaf, the Kurkabon is Niklaf, and the fourth one is Ene Dairis. Those are the four Simoni Taira. So out of these 24, the Nesher has nothing, the Peres Aznia has one of these Simonim, the Oirev has two of these Simonim Taira, and the rest have three Simoni Taira. And the halacha is that the pasuk tells us these 24 are non-kosher, but if you find a bird with one siman taira, that's enough. Because why did Taira tell you nesher? It must be that one siman is enough. Zok tomorrow, Amar Rav Nachman, Hoyer baki behen uvishmoy sehem. If you were a baki in what a peres vaznia looks like, and you know also the name of the peres vaznia. So therefore, if you find a bird, you know if it's that species. So if you find a bird with one siman taira, tar, then it's tar, because you found one siman. Now, maybe this is a peres vaznia, but you know what a peres vaznia is. So therefore, you could eat it because you know what a peres vaznia is. This is not a peres vaznia. This is a different type of bird, therefore it's tar. If you're not baki in the peres vaznia and its name, besiman echad tamei, so then with one siman, it's tamei, because maybe it's a peres vaznia. B'shnei simanim tar. But if it's two simanim, it'll be tar. But you have to know what a erev is. But who's yakir erev? You have to recognize what a raven is, a crow, what a erev is. Frayt the Gemara, erev is uloi. Is erev the only one with two simanim? Va'atayim into the brisa. Erev, the pasuk says erev leminoi. Is ace called erev leminoi? It says in the pasuk erev is the erev. What's leminoi? It's marba, not a bird. Which one is that? Rabbi Eliezer Omer lahavi is a zarzir. It's coming to marba the zarzir. What's the zarzir? The zarzir is a starling. Like Rashi says, Ishtarunil, it's the starling. So the Zarzir, Rav Eliezer says, is like a Oirev, and therefore it has two simonim. It's like a Oirev, has two simonim, and it's Tmeya. So you have to also know the starling. Omrulay the Rav Eliezer, so the Rucham Zeleza, I'll argue with you. No, but Anche Kvar Termisa, Tamarsa, Shavihuda, Hoy Oichloisan. The people from Kvar Tamarta, from the place where the dates are, This city in Yehuda, they used to eat this starling. It has a zepek, and they knew that an oirev did not. There wasn't the two simanei taira of an oirev. It did not have a zepek. So therefore, it doesn't have a zepek, and they used to eat it. It had two simanim actually, but didn't have a zepek. They knew it wasn't an oirev, and they ate it. So what are you talking about? They did it. Amalham, af heinis in din. They're making a mistake. Af heinis in din. So it comes out, it's really machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer Nachman. If you find a oif with two simonim, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to know the starling and the oirev. If not, you can't eat it. According to Chum, it's enough if you know what the oirev is, because if it's not the oirev, then it is kosher, because the starling will be kosher according to the Chum. Dovacha, a different shah in the word leminoi, but it says with the oirev, what is it coming to the marbe? What's it coming to the marbe? Now, the reason why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, It's similar to Oirev. They're not arguing with Tzias if it has a Zepek or not. That's not what they're arguing. But Eliezer holds, since the Zarzer went to the Oirev, it's the same min as the Oirev. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds.
According to
the
Chum,
it's got to be something else. It has to be something else.
It's not, we don't know what it is.
What? Who said Lamino has two simanim? Doesn't mean it has two simanim. Maybe it looks like Oirev. Say it has the same thing characters as Oirev, the Lamino. We don't know what the second thing is. As long as you know the Oirev family, you know it's not Oirev. Now, you don't have to worry that anything now with two other simanim is Oirev. So it's not Oirev. It has to be something similar to Oirev. That was his whole taina. He said, how can Zarz be Oirev? It has a Zepek. That was the whole taina. It has a Zepek. So if you find something else that has a Zepek, it's not Oirev. What's Lumino? It's something else. It's something that's similar to Oirev. And that you didn't find. You know what Oirev is. Dava Chalaminoi. Lahavi sanunis levana. It's coming to be marbe the swallow. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. It's a mshat. What the meaning is coming to marbe the swallow. Because the gizzard can be peeled by hand. So it's and also fetus gemara, we knew that was not iron. So they're making a mistake. They're going to have to pay for that. They're going to get oinish for that. Ella oirev v'chol min oirev. Oirev is v'chol min oirev is included. So ella oirev v'chol min oirev. So more answers to the kasha. So we have a kasha. Let's see if you're Eliezer. What's Rab Nachman talking about? And it could be that's gebayt to your kasha. Also, he's asking that lechayra that with marba other meaning. So Taisa speaks out that with marba other meaning. Well, you just asked before. Different master Eliezer. Look at this, Rab Eliezer. Taisa Rab Eliezer. Oyim lahaviyah says zarzu. Taisa says v'zarzu to bligar abarla. Ava moida to lamina also lebuisharif is doim lehem. So the Gemara's kasha is either the Fira Abliyaza or the Fira Abana. Lamina is going to marry for something. So if you are a bucky in the Oyrev, it says you're allowed to eat, it's not an Oyrev. What do you mean? Maybe it's the Lamina, which is Daimitir. Zach the Gemara, yeah. It means like this. If you are a bucky in the Oyrev, v'chol min Oyrev, then you can eat it. Ela Oyrev, v'chol min Oyrev. It's Gemara's Teretz. That when it says, Rav Nachman said, that you're allowed to eat it if you're bucky in the Oyrev, means you're a bucky in the Oyrev, and you're bucky in all the mini Oyrev. That's the bottom line. If you buck in all the mini oirev, then you're allowed to eat the bird. But if not, which we would have this problem, we would not be able to eat. Even with two simonim, we can't say it's not, we don't know what the mini oirev is, so we'll have a little problem. And unless we could identify clearly what our oirev is, v'chol min oirev, then we can eat it. Amar meimar, hilchasa, oif abav simenach, tahar. If you get a sim of oif that comes in one simen, it's tahar, v'hu deloy daris. But it can't be dairus. And we'll have to unpack this Gemara in a second. But more or less like this. The Eva Oif comes with one simon. It sounds like the simon is an Espiyasera. So it's Tar. But it shouldn't be dairus. Omle Rav Ashila Meimar, Hod Rav Nachman Mai. What do you do, Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says that the only way one simon is Tar is only if you know what a Paris Vazni is. So you have to be a Bucky. You didn't speak that out. It sounds like even without being a Bucky, if you have one simon, you're good to go. On hold of Rav Nachman. Why not? Because my ikar mishum Paris Vaznia, you're worried about Paris Vaznia, let's do be Yishuv. You only find the Paris Vaznia out in the forest, out in the jungle. But you don't find it over here, and therefore, you don't have to worry about it. So now, what does the Gemara say over here? Oif abav simon echad is tahar, v'hu delay daris. The Pella is that it's two simonim then. Because it has one simon, let's say the Etzba Yaseira, and it's also Enadiris. So maybe it's an Oirev. He's saying you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's not a problem. It's one simon. I, Paris Vaznia. So I'm not going to have to be Bucky, but he didn't say Bucky. He's like, well, no, because it's not common to have Paris Vaznia in the city. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, but Lion says it's two simonim. It is. Oirev does come to the city. So why worry about Oirev? It's not a Pella. Look for Tysus Akasha. Therefore, Tysus himself wants to learn that.
Yeah, it's not one
simon, it's two simon. Exactly, but you have to ask the Kasha like a Talmud Chacham. So, therefore, what? So, what? So, it's two simon, it could be even better. Even better. If one simon is good, it's two simon. Teresh might be Arif. What? Okay, you don't like the Lashon. But he said, who'd like Darius? He spoke everything out. But the Kasha is maybe it's Arif. That's what Tysus asked the Kasha. So, Tysus says, you know what the simon was? The one simon was who'd like Darius. That was the simon. Because anything as Darius is a Oif Tameh. So the one simon was with Loi Darius. That's the Taisa answers. The one simon was what? The not Darius. So but how do you answer Rashi? Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learned that one simon, and the Holy Darius was another thing. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi is kibishachin about simon echad machzakin lei b'tar called kamad loy chazin loy Darius. So it's clear. Rashi is learning there's two simon. What's going on over here? So that's very Taisus. Taisus is the master of who? But Kasha, my Torah, Shema Irevu. Just say Simon Taira, Mamish Bama Kasha. So, Enfit the Ramban like this. The case over here is who the Loi Daris means. You don't know that it's Daris. It means you don't know. So, therefore, there's a shtickle on Maram Shach here. Because if it's Daris, so then it's, then you know it's a Paris Vaznia. Like this, you don't know if it's Daris. So, it's not a problem. Why? Because if it's, you don't know if it's dairis. So what's the shaila? Maybe it's dairis. If it's dairis, then it must be a paris vaznia, because I see it has one simen taira. And a paris vaznia don't come here. So I can assume it's not dairis. If it would be a dairis, it would be paris vaznia, but I don't expect to see one here. So I see one simen taira, I don't know about dairis. I don't know about it. So I'm allowed to eat it. Why? Because if it's dairis, it must be a paris vaznia, but paris don't come here. And if it's not dairis, so even though it has two simanim, but it's not an oirev. Why not? Because we know an oirev is dairis. The two simanim an oirev has are two other simanim, but it is dairis. An oirev is dairis. So therefore we know it won't be oirev. And really Rashi, in that Rashi we start reading, really bavarns this. Because Rashi is a nirali, shekol oif ha-noisim ragla la-oichel, kishu oichloi, machzika b'ragz ha-yonud. He eats it with one hand, and the other hand he holds it down. Loinata kula eitzel piv, hudrisa. V'chein derech ha-arvin, shegoydle mebatim shkerem kuka. The oirev in the batim, taka do that. So Rashi is speaking out. Why is Rashi also on here speaking out that the oirev is dairus? Teretz is bavarin is kasha. He's saying, we know it's not an oirev, because the oirev is dairus. So Imp has two simanim, but it's not the oirev, because the oirev is dairus. So here we don't know about dairus. So we don't have to worry about it, because we have one simen taira. If it's, when Paris don't come in. If it's dairus, it's a Paris was near, but it doesn't come in. So it must be, it's not dairus. It must be, it's not dairus, but it's not an oirev, because the oirev is not one of the simanim taira of oirev. Omer Rav Yehuda, oif ha-mesaret, kosher l'taras ha-metzayra. The oif ha-mesaret, it's called the oif that scratches, oif ha-mesaret, that oif is kosher l'taras ha-metzayra, which means it's a kosher bird. V'zui sinunus levana, shenechku bar lez v'rachamim. And this is the sinunus levana, it's the white swallow that the Rav Lez v'rachamim argue about, that's part of the oirev family. And it'll come out that Rav Yehuda would be paskening like the chachamim that it's kosher. Oma meimar bechivra karso, when it's a white stomach, kulam le pligi d'shari. Everyone agrees that type of swallow is mutter. Ki pligi b'dirayka karso, where the stomach is green. Rav Eliezer also rabbanon sharu, and vahilchaso k'Rav Eliezer. Are we passing like Rav Eliezer? And therefore, we pass like Rav Eliezer. That's the way we have this version of it. For the list of Kama, a Meimar is paskening like Rabbi Eliezer that it's Usur when by the case of the Machlaikas. So it comes out via Meimar, he's saying like this, Bechivra Kulam Le Pligi, and the Machlaikas says Bidi Yeraika, and he says Lechus Rabbi Eliezer. So it means he's arguing Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says we passing like the Chacham. And Rav Meimar says it passes like Rav Eliezer. So feed this first Meimar. Rav Meimar is saying not like Rav Yehuda. It's arguing Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that you're allowed to use Eifam Asar. That's the Machloikis Lezer B'Chom. We pass that's Mutter. But feed Rav Meimar, he's saying the Machloikis is only by the green one, and then we pass like Rav Eliezer. So it will be Rav Meimar will be arguing Rav Yehuda. Mazucha Masne Hachi. B'dureikur Karasu Kulei Alei Pligi D'Asa. Everyone agrees it's also there. Ki Pligi B'dechivra Karasu. Machloikis is by the white stomach. Rav Eliezer Asa V'Rabbanon Sharu V'Hilchasak Rabbanon. And Allah is like Rabbanon. According to Mazutra, he stims with Rav Yehuda that we pass him like the Rabbanon in the Machlaikas. The Gemara just says like this: Bishlam alamandi ama bechivra karsa pligi. If you say the Machlaikas is by the white stomach, hainu tani zui snunus levana. We say it's the white snunus. It says that the snunus levana is the way the Machlaikas is. We have it before in the Brice and Dava Acher. It says lemineu lahavi snunus levana, and there we have the Machlaikas. So it's very geshmak. Machlaikas is by the white one. But the feet of first mandiyama here, the mandiyama of the Yoreka Pligi, he says by Levana, everyone agrees it's kosher. The Mechalik is the green. So what does it mean, the white swallow? My Zui Snunus Levana. After the Gemara, Lefuke, the Bati, the Uchmasi. The black ones that hang around the Batim, those are black. So Snunus Levana is coming to Lefuke, the black one, even though it's green, but green is not black. And therefore we call it white. Just Lefuke, the black one. So the bottom line is like this. We have here Huh? No, the machlekes. Bottom line like this: we have a machlekes. Rav Eliezer Rabbanon, when it says laminoi, if it's marba snunus or not, snunus levana. It says, what is a snunus levana? So we have a machlekes on Maroyim. What snunus levana is? One man the Yama said that white stomach kliyam is kosher. The machlekes is by green stomach. The other man the Yama said a green stomach is zicha no good. The machlekes is by white stomach. So if you hold machlekes by white stomach, it's very kishmak. Call it snunus levana. But if you're like the other man, the first time I'm a Meimar, he says, Levana l'kuyam is kosher. Mechalik is by Yeroika. So how could the Brisa say, Snunus Levana? It's not white, it's green. That we're entering, when it says white, it's coming la'fuke, the black ones, that hang around the houses. La'fuke, that one, that's what coming to say. La'fuke, the black one, that hang around the houses. That's why we're calling it Levana. But the Machlekes Levana is about a green, because that Machlekes holds everything white is kosher. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use it for Metzaira. He's obviously going on, he's obviously paskening like the Rabbanon. So according to Meimar, he says he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Shtim Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Mazucha, who says we pass like Rabbanon, that stims with Rabbi Yehuda.